Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Tim Berry is here, too. I'm glad he's here. Tim is an original member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Palo Alto Software, the author of the what I consider to be the absolute Bible on 21st century business planning, the plan as you go business plan. And he's our good friend, Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Very, very happy to be back with you. Yeah, and congratulations on the being the MC in New Orleans.
Oh yeah, well, I appreciate that. That's just a little gig I'm doing down here in New Orleans. As I told you earlier, folks, I'm broadcasting here from the ECSB Summit, the Executive Conference on Small Business Summit. He said, Tim, one of the things that I learned how to do early on, long before I ever became a business owner. The companies I worked for, Sears and Xerox, but especially Xerox, they taught us you didn't last long with those companies if you weren't able to forecast sales. If you weren't able to, they gave you the mechanism, the tools, the perspectives, the formulas. They explained how and the why that you need to do sales forecasting. And in those days, I learned the concept of a business pipeline, and how to build it, and how to feed it, and how to know when you need to add supply and take off inventory on the other end, and this is something you've been working a lot on over the years, especially lately. Talk to us about the concept of realistic sales forecasting.
Yes, and. It's interesting when I think what we miss sometimes, Jim, in talking about the realistic sales forecast is why in small business we do that. And I think that's a good thing to point out. This is not an academic exercise in guessing the future as accurately as you can. This, in my opinion, is vital for effective management, for optimizing the management of your own company, whether it's one person solopreneur or 5 or 50 or 500 or whatever. Sales forecast is really part of normal good management. And I'm sure
and it serves many, many levels of the company, doesn't it? I mean, this is the lifeblood of your company. The sales revenue is the blood of your company, and you've got to keep it pumping through those veins, don't you?
Yeah, it's like a dashboard. The way I envision it, and I mean, it's not like I haven't been running a company for 25 years. I know what goes on. I know how hard it is to forecast. But if you don't have a forecast, You're in the pilot's cabin of a ship with the windows painted black, so you can't see what's going on. Because it's not that the forecast is right, but it's that if you have the forecast then is key to what you're projecting for costs, direct costs, and for overhead and expenses too, like your advertising. Mm-hmm. So as sales, real sales, go along, to the extent that they're different from what you forecast, that's a trigger for what else you need to change to keep this business steering, like to keep the ship
yep.
on course and healthy.
Well, it tells you so many things. If you're doing a good job of forecasting, it's telling you how effective your sales effort is, as you said, your marketing effort. It tells you how effective your people are at closing, at qualifying prospects, getting people to act, you know, turning suspects into prospects and prospects into customers. It you know, I don't see how you can't effectively plan your cash requirements without effective sales forecasting. That's something you and I've talked a lot about over the years, is the impact of cash management on a small business. We're all undercapitalized. That means every penny of cash we can get our hands on is precious. And so you've got to go ahead, Tim.
Well, right on that point, and there again, before we talk about how to forecast well, is making this critical point that so many things hang on the sales forecast that you can't manage cash without watching where your sales are compared to the budget and the forecast right. You made.
Absolutely. Hold on to that thought, Tim. We're going to come back, folks, when we come back after these messages. Tim's going to go through some of the details of how to do this. How do you actually pull off this sales forecasting thing? Right after these messages, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.